This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Basthula with the news. The headlines first. 17th Republic Day being observed today. Government unveiling annual budget for today at 3 p.m. And Prime Minister Netanyahu vows to continue war amid airstrike condemnation. Now the news in detail. The 17th Republic Day is being celebrated nationwide today with various programs and events. This significant day marks the proclamation of the Federal Democratic Republican governance system in Nepal, officially abolishing the autocratic monarchy on 28th May 2008. A special program was organized in the Army Pavilion on the occasion of Republic Day today. The government has decided to observe the day for 3 days from May 27 to 29 this year. The government offices in the country and diplomatic missions abroad would conduct programs along with illuminations. The Republic Day main celebration committee has been formed under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda to celebrate the Republic Day 2081 in a grand manner this year. On the occasion of Republic Day, President Ramchandra Paudal said that this was an opportune moment to move ahead united for a prosperous future and congratulated all Nepalese, terming this a historic and prideful day. President Paudal stressed that Nepalese had obtained civilian supremacy from this day and had set a foundation for a liberal, inclusive, proportional democratic Republic Nepal along with social justice. Similarly, in a message of best wishes on the occasion of Republic Day today, Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal has stated that a republic is a system to best utilize one's rights while respecting others' rights too. And more than that, the Federal Democratic Republic is also local autonomy and the right to self-determination on fundamental issues. The government is unveiling the budget for the fiscal year 2081-82 BS today. Finance Minister Barsarman Pun is scheduled to present the budget in the joint sitting of the Federal Parliament today. According to the Parliament Secretariat, Minister Pun is presenting the details on estimated annual spending and revenue. The budget, which was scheduled to be presented in the joint meeting of the Federal Parliament today, has been rescheduled. According to the Parliament Secretariat, the meeting has been rescheduled for 3 p.m. today on the government's request. Leading opposition party Nepali Congress has approved the agreement between the parties regarding for the formation of 7 parliamentary members investigation committee on cooperative issues. According to the chief whip of Nepali Congress, Ramesh Lekhak, the meeting held today at the Federal Parliament building at New Baneshwar made the approval after the briefing of yesterday's meeting's agreement. He also added that by 3 p.m. today, the names of 3 members from the Nepali Congress for the investigation committee will also be announced. Lekhak further stressed that after the finalization of the TOR, the endorsement will be made today in the meeting of the House of Representatives. Similarly, the meeting of the Task Force Committee for the finalization of the TOR is ongoing at the Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Singhadarbar. A full meeting of the National Planning Commission has approved government's annual development program and 3-year medium-term expenditure framework. The full meeting passed the both documents to be tabled in the Parliament along with budget in the meeting held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers under chairmanship of Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda. On the occasion, Prime Minister Dahal said that he had directed to make people-oriented budget and Finance Minister Barsarman Pun has prepared the budget in accordance to it. Finance Minister Pun, NPC Vice Chair Dr. Meen Bahadur Shrestha, Chief Secretary Vaikuntha Aryal and members and Member Secretary were present in the meeting. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to continue the war against Hamas amid international condemnation of an airstrike that killed scores of Palestinians in Rafah on Sunday. According to the Hamas-run health ministry, at least 45 people were killed, while hundreds more were treated for severe burns, fractures and shrapnel wounds. Mr. Netanyahu said the strike was a tragic mishap, but added that he does not intend to end the war before every goal has been achieved. He said it was vital that Israel took every precaution possible to protect civilians and insisted that the Israel Defense Forces' idea for using the best efforts not to harm those uninvolved in the conflict. The UN Security Council will hold an emergency meeting on Tuesday at Algeria's request to discuss the Rafah strike. In a statement on Monday, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that the strike had killed scores of innocent civilians who were only seeking shelter from this deadly conflict. International organizations have lined up to condemn the strike, with the EU insisting that Israel respect a ruling by the International Court of Justice ICJ last week to halt strikes on Rafah. The Papua New Guinea authorities say that nearly 7,900 people living near the site of a deadly landslide are at a risk as rock and debris continues to move down the hillside. The country's disaster agency says that it fears about 2,000 people were buried when a mountainside collapsed last Friday. This is much higher than the UN's estimate of about 670 victims. The UN says it has been difficult to establish an exact toll as access to the site and those buried under the mass remains difficult. According to UN officials, part of that is due to complications around the search and recovery missions, which has now largely turned into a retrieval operation of bodies. The terrain also remains dangerous as rocks continue to fall. Tornadoes and devastating thunderstorms have left nearly 300,000 residents across seven states of USA without power as of Monday night. Over the weekend, huge storms killed at least 23 people and left a path of destruction across the central U.S. Forecasters said the greatest weather risk has shifted east, covering a broad sweep of the country from Alabama to New York. More thunderstorms, damaging wind gusts, hail and flash flooding are expected. Government forecasters have also described this summer as a possibly extraordinary 2024 Atlantic hurricane season beginning next month. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Kosi, Mothers, Bagmati and Gandaki province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder, lightning and gusty wind is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at one or two places of Mothers and Sudarpashchim province today. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. At present, there is an influence of local air in the country and also of remnant cyclones in the eastern parts of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 17th Republic Day being observed today. Government unveiling annual budget today at 3 p.m. And Prime Minister Netanyahu vows to continue war amid airstrike condemnation. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.